BJ the Chicago Kid has sung backup for Usher, written songs for Mary J. Blige, and been sampled by Kanye West. But on his new album, In My Mind, his own voice singing, his own lyrics are the main attraction.
Since I can't cry, I'ma let the song cry. 'Cause it's hard for me to sing when they come from my eyes.
Brian James Sledge, also known as BJ the Chicago Kid, joins us now from our studios in Culver City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
So tell me, writing for other artists, singing backup all those years, did you get the opportunity to work in several styles and genres? Did it expose you to sort of a range of things that you might not have found in yourself?
Absolutely. Whether it was taping with The Killers or doing something with Miss Jill Scott or Anthony Hamilton, it was always a different obstacle course, you know, a different day, new problems or new things to learn, one or the other.
Looking through your lyrics on this album, a lot of the songs centered around characters, you know, that are caught between the urges of youth and, you know, sometimes their Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip from Wait Till Morning.
I know I did it wrong. Trying to cut us off. Can we just hold this up and wait till the morning?
So the character in this song cheated on his wife. He's trying to keep his lover from telling her about it. And throughout the album, there's this tension, again, between this Christian values and lifestyle that doesn't quite live up to them. Do you think people, you know, obviously live this reality every day? You know, people have their faith and yet they might stray. What is it about that tension that makes you find inspiration?
It's something, I think that's a part of the connection of the normality of it, that's something that everybody can actually find a common place and listen. Whether it's a happy song or a sad song or, you know, just a thought-provoking song, it's something that we all can listen to and make us say, My uncle told me when I first moved to L.A., he said, all of these keys on this piano have been played before. Every subject has been sung before. How can you sing it the best?
I gotta tell her though I'm not bold enough. Even though I know loving her like I did before just ain't enough. Only a fool would do the same thing.
You grew up on the south side of Chicago, and you left for L.A. when you were 19.
Yeah.
And it seems like the city really is still important to you. It's part of your performing name, after all.
Man, I gotta make it back home to Chicago.
What is it about Chicago that speaks to you?
Chicago pretty much give me the rules and the mental state that I have to pretty much get me through. It helped form the tough skin that you must have to be in this industry and life.
It made me humble, taught me how to pick myself up when I stumbled.
Chicago taught me when to talk, taught me when to shut up, taught me when to stay, taught me when to go, and really just if all forms to make BJ the Chicago Kid.
I want to ask you about another song on this album. This is a great song, Women's World.
Oh, yeah.
This is a woman's world. This is a woman's world.
This plays, of course, off the lyrics to James Brown's It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you feel that song needed updating?
You know how sometimes we can read or listen to our own periods or our own punctuations, you know what I mean? I feel like we only listen to This Is a Man's World. We forget about the part where he says, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So I wanted to take that part of the song and make that my magnified part. I wanted to make that my main part of the song.
Rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet, always proud to be strength when I'm weak, baby.
A lot of the songs on this album are about a particular chapter in a love story. There are breakup songs, there's finding love, there's losing love.
But there's missing love.
Missing love. But there's one song where you really zoom out and talk about love as a kind of subject. Let's listen to New Cupid.
Cupid's too busy in the club. At the bar.
Heartbreaking lyrics. Cupid's too busy in the club. What did you mean by that?
You know, falling in love in our generation just isn't as popular as it used to be. So that was my coolest way of saying I'm the new Cupid. It's the part in the song where it says, the responsibility lies on me since Cupid ain't around. So when you feel like falling in love, let my music push you right on down.
Without a love song, something's way wrong, you write. You say you want to be the new Cupid. Do you think that music and love go hand in hand?
Yeah, what's love without a soundtrack, you know?
That's so true. BJ the Chicago Kid, his new album is out now. Thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate you so much for having me. Thank you.
The sun's still shining. And the moon still glows it.